All right, no, session five, part four.
But I would assume.
Back to the Alley Oak Croc and Crocus podcast.
Definitely session four.
We started with session three, so we did two sessions before we recorded. Last one was four. This one is five.
I believe this is the fourth week that we've done this.
No.
Yes.
It's like a CSI. Take a look.
All right, let's just get some techno going. Please don't play techno.
Go get my aviators. All right, anyways. So, if you guys are ready.
Go get my aviators.
Where are they?
Darius will lead you to the cave.
Ah. Before we go, Darius, there's one thing I gotta tell you.
Hey, I'm gonna put on my clothes real quick. The ones that, you know, that are on the stands. That the king's given us.
I would assume you guys already have them on.
Do you guys want to?
I want to sensually take off my
clothes. When we break this hip, do you guys want to do the hip help situation? Where it's like, I turn into the king. Somebody! And then you guys, like, stealth kill them as they run out to me?
Yeah, actually.
Daniel.
Yo, yeah.
You know, we should, when we get to the cave, we
can
should
I have the blade
no,
of Lo?
No, open you smell really fucking bad. Do I, man?
Yeah. Are you? You did sweat a lot.
Like.
Bitch.
It smells like a shower in a can. Yeah. Shower in a case, I guess. Put on that axe.
So, if you guys are ready, Darius will.
I literally just used
Darius this. Will lead you to the cave.
I almost said something.
Like you would grown.
You guys go outside the castle. Is there anything else you want to do? Figure out what that potion is.
Oh, yeah, I'm gonna ask. Hey, King, you got an alchemist around here?
I do a bit of magic.
Do you have an alchemist, or are you the alchemist?
I personally don't have an alchemist around, but I do have a magic.
Okay, I have a potion that I want you to look at.
Let me show you.
No way, you fucking broke it.
I took the lid off, and it goes, fuck.
That is so
I don't know.
You drop it on the fucking hardwood flooring?
The cap was on.
It still breaks inside, so whenever you take the cap off,
it's breaking apart like hard cheese.
He's gonna take the potion and he's gonna look at it.
That's warm on fingers.
He's gonna cast Detect Magic on it.
Detect Magic.
Why the hell is it so
like,
warm?
It's like you have a gay door.
It's a magic spell.
You know what? Since we're not using this again.
He's just like,
I feel like it left residue.
Interesting.
God, I just stepped all the deodorant on the floor. Oh my god.
Where did you find this?
Found a crate in the dungeon.
Yeah. That'd be deception with it.
I mean, you can still use it, though. With disadvantage?
Advantage.
Just close the top. And I'll... That's my extra one anyway.
I can't think.
Sorry, man.
Plus
your deception.
Plus one, so 12.
This is a potion of water breathing.
Of water breathing?
Yes.
Thank you, my king. I put it back in my back.
Okay. Barrel. It lasts for 1 hour.
What?
1 hour.
Are you actually gonna do
that? Gonna deodorize my thighs? Maybe. I'm thinking about it.
You should just put it between.
Between my thighs? Between my thighs?
Betwixt your cheeks and just leave it.
Just squeeze it and watch it just.
It's that one episode, that one video of the guy crushing the egg with his ass cheeks into the frying pan. Yeah, have you not seen that video?
No!
Dude. He's wearing like a thong. And he holds the egg in a pan, and he smiles, turns around, holds the pan behind him, sticks the egg in between his ass cheeks, and goes,
and it fucking pops out into the pan. He's like, time for breakfast, and he does it.
Your ass don't do that.
Dude.
You of all people, I thought would have seen it by now.
Yeah.
No, I've seen the guy put a mason jar up his ass and bust and kill
it. Let's not talk about that.
I'm glad I haven't seen that.
I don't wanna.
It's odd, so he just fits an entire mason jar on his head. I'm deodorizing the like lower part of my thigh.
Anyways,
lie your balls.
You guys are ready now?
Yeah.
If I deodorize my balls with warm deodorant, I'd be crying.
Darius leads you. outside the castle. Up near the castle now, you know, as you're walking around, it looks down on the city of Eisenberg.
What?
You've
been
lying.
Okay.
As you guys are walking around the castle, you look down because you're high up now. You see the city of Eisenberg, you know, you see Main Street, the marketplace, all the different residential houses and shops.
Say that louder?
Yeah. And you guys walk behind the castle, and you walk for about 45 minutes through the mountains. And there is leads you into this little thicket of brushes, and it's a little hill that leads down. Like right now, you're on top of this hill,
it's kind of
covered by bushes and whatnot. And you look down, and you see a cave entrance.
Mm-hmm.
And outside the cave, you see four goblins just guarding the entrance.
Four goblins. Noah. What's, like, in front of the cave, there's four goblins.
Okay.
Can Noah shapeshift into other beings instead of human?
Yeah, I can shapeshift into anything I see.
Goblin. Noah should, like, turn into a
but
goblin
the
and
thing
walk
is,
on in there.
I would be naked. I don't have any, like...
Well, shapeshift
well,
into
we
the
can
king,
find a way to lure
right?
out one goblin.
Also, there's also the problem of, you don't think you know the language of goblins.
Oh, yeah, I have to, that's true.
Do we have to
study goblins
you
or something?
Don't know.
Is it goblinism?
Their language is called goblin.
Yeah, you know.
Goblinism.
Yeah, goblinism. Dwarvism.
After that,
please play me this
now. Rue.
Unless.
After that thing that says he didn't go off, click that.
Lucky I would just say it's like a human.
It's like a goose, Daniel.
Come on.
Yeah, good sits at my kitchen table and just...
What kind of,
from what
we can see, what kind of goblins are they? Are they
just
like...
Just normal...
Hobgoblins!
Hobgoblins?
That's my book.
I was like, what's touching my knee?
You know, if I had a DM
screen... Hobgoblins!
Okay,
that's steal your
shit.
Is it just, like, the things you put in front of you and you just put that shit there?
Well, you know what we can
I'll
do?
Show you what
we can have Noah screaming...
Oh, I played the damsel in distress again. The goblins are like, rape.
I was gonna say, no, like, what's up? I wonder if there's any goblins I can have sex with, and all four of them are just like,
dude, Dylan, you know what happened? Remember goblins?
And then they just fight each other.
Episode?
Oh, hell no. Essentially that. It has a bunch of information on the inside.
What?
That's what I thought.
It's a bunch of information on the inside that I have quick, easy access to.
Alright.
And it covers up what I'm doing.
All right.
Without you guys knowing what I'm doing.
Alright, so Noah's gonna put the damsel in distress.
Okay.
And we're all
that's
gonna,
what
we're
else
all gonna be
like.
Hiding out there.
Yeah, y'all get
and
to
and as soon as they get out there...
Oh, Daniel, if we can get up close to me, dude, just fucking fire breath me, dude. If I'm, like...
Fire
if
breath?
If they're all surrounded, just fucking... Or lightning breath, that's
like lightning. It's lightning.
Dude,
no, before you guys go, you know, before Darius goes, he's just like, alright, this is where we part ways. Now remember,
but
good
Darius,
fucking
can
luck.
You help us?
No, I can't.
Why is Noah's first act to go, can you help us?
Because I'm a charlatan, dude.
he goes,
you know.
Can you help us?
Now, remember,
like,
goblins are fairly easy to kill. Yeah.
What about now?
They're weak creatures.
What about now?
What the fuck, Drow? What the fuck are you doing?
Ethan's like, not me, but it's like...
It just looks over and I'm just...
Now remember, goblins themselves, weak creatures, just very humiliating in itself, but in groups, they can be lethal.
So we single them out.
Yes.
And that's when he leaves.
I turned my thing down.
Listen, Jamal, I don't want to steal cars with you. I forgot the characters' names. Jamar, that's what his name was.
Yeah, Jamarius.
Yeah?
I just said a name.
Jack Marius Tycure. Tericus.
Tericus.
So, yeah. These four goblins are just sitting at the entrance of the cave.
Okay, well, you guys hide.
You guys are all currently hidden right now.
Hey, how far away from the goblins?
I mean, I'd like to start this without anyone behind
How far away
me,
from
mainly
the goblins?
I was
just making sure I had a
yeah,
water
it's just,
freezer.
Whenever I open this book, and there's people behind me, it's just like, they can see all the stats.
Dylan, how far away are we from the goblins?
English?
How far away are we from the goblins?
Right now, about, probably like...
You're about 10 pages from them. They're just sitting there watching you.
About 60 feet.
Okay.
Bro, I'm Mjolnir.
If we get close, if we can get about 30 feet, I can use... Well, if no one can bring him in 30 feet, I can just lightning blast them. Make sure they're all together, though, Noah.
Can I use Hunter's Mark on an enemy before we engage it?
Okay, so I'm playing the damsel.
What the fuck is that smell?
I don't know.
I'm smelling poop.
I just smelt it.
So
what
like,
is it? Is it bad
it
or?
Oh, like, I think the cat just.
It smells like someone took a shit.
Yeah, there's like.
There's a bunch of Lincoln logs.
It's the litter box.
I didn't shit.
It turns out it looks at all. I didn't shit.
You wanna smell me?
I'm telling you, dude, it's
it
the
is
litter
the
box. I smell it from over here.
Yep.
What the fuck?
The unfiltered smell of the cat.
I have a weak stomach. Light it. Please fucking light
oh,
it.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the cat please shit. I'm like, why do you want me to light the cat please shit on fire?
Damn, I smell that now.
How do you spell potassium?
P-O-T.
I was like, smell.
I,
what the fuck?
Ah, shit! I burned it in.
Just leave it. It'll go.
I-U-M-I.
Potassium chloride.
Oh. Potassium iodide.
Oh. Here, blow out the candle, get some of that, and then just light it. That smoke.
It'll smell better as it lights.
If part of it blew,
we almost caused a forest.
And can't then boil cold water.
Who the hell said that?
You.
No, you can't boil cold water. You boil hot water because water got hot before it starts to boil. It's got to get to a boiling point.
You're the one that said you can't boil.
You know, it's actually easier to boil from cold water.
And you make holy water. You boil the hell out of it.
That would have been funny if I was a... Fuck! I got a lit lighter in my hand and the damn flame and you hit the table. It's going... Coming right out my fucking hand.
Alright, anyways. So yeah, they're about 60 feet up.
Thank you. Yeah,
no problem. Oh, Nazi. Nazi.
I'm sorry, I'm wearing glasses indoors, but that's gonna give me a bit.
Nah, that's all good.
It's gonna suck, dude.
Why don't you have to say sorry for wearing glasses indoors? Dylan's doing it.
Dylan's blind as a fucking mole.
Okay, so I'm gonna pull the damsel in distress. You guys?
No, not ready to go!
What?
They even have bows?
Oh yeah, Rhett, don't you have a bow? Or a crossbow?
Yeah, I got the crossbow.
I don't want to go, help! And then like, when you get... Wait, does Amy have bows?
That's what I'm asking.
I was like, oh no.
Can we see if like, bows? Are they wielding him?
It's like, no, like, somebody help me! And the goblin pulls out an arrow, shoots her, fucking bitch.
As you look, yeah, they got short bows.
Never mind. Are they using them, or is that like a second?
Do they all have
they're,
different
they're
weapons?
And then they have scimitars on their side.
Okay, I'm gonna play the game.
Yeah, that's hot. I don't wanna drink that yet.
Alright, you guys get ready. Here we go.
So
no, it's getting shot by all four.
Do we have to do,
I'm already into
it. Oh, yeah, I forgot. You are
okay.
The same.
So what I'm gonna do is I'm just gonna walk out there, and here we go.
Titties in hand.
I'm gonna come to undo these.
Or more like titties out of hand. Your titty
I'm
cover's
tear
coming
my dress
off.
Just a little bit.
Right at the end, like.
And then I'm gonna.
I don't think they do that, dude.
Oh, no! Oh, some big baddie almost got me, but if someone were to help...
Are you going down to them as you do?
Oh, do you speak goblin?
He walks out of the tree line.
I like
because
yeah,
you guys are
line.
In, like, brush right now. Like,
are you
I
in,
crouch,
are you in
okay.
their line of sight?
You're standing
so,
in there.
Yeah. So you're going to walk up to
you're halfway up the tree.
Hey,
oh, help! So who the hell are you looking at?
Guy.
God.
Make a performance check.
Performance check.
I thought you said profound.
Yeah.
Hipster phone.
It's my performance. Two.
My performance is plus three. That's plus one.
Noah trips and falls midway.
Yeah.
So as you come down from the tree line, and you're like,
"Oh, save me!"
Yeah.
They all kind of look at you, look at each other, and you're like,
"Ah, save me, Bridgie."
You make a good goblin. I'm sorry, but.
Bastard is going out of the room.
The four of them.
Shit out of shit.
Are gonna go up to you.
He's like,
how
he's
far
like,
away? Wait, how far am I away from Noah?
And what?
How far away is Noah from me? How far away is Noah from me?
Do something.
Hold on. They all get to hit you.
I swear, Noah.
How far away is Noah from me? I need to know.
15 feet, but they hit first. And they don't have advantage because it's sneaking. Because it's a surprise attack, technically.
I need to back up 5 feet and throw Mjolnir.
No.
Just hold on.
So they all attack Noah at once?
Oh, shit. I just like, help! They all stick their swords in me.
That's how Noah became
was
a pinfish.
Ten
fish.
Hit? No.
Okay, that's one.
Noah.
17 plus 4?
Yeah, that is. Thanks,
dude.
I
got you.
No, never play the damsel again. Now, when we get back to the castle, you need to transform into the king and start screaming.
8 damage. That was max damage. Well, the thing is, they rolled a natural 20 for whenever you did the performance. And plus, it's just like, even if it's just like, hey, weak women, we rape.
Okay.
Now I can't get any more crap for what I did in this first session.
Or
second, yeah.
You have
stop.
The option of rational
plus,
thought,
14 plus
or
four.
These goblins
18.
Don't.
Okay.
I don't know what you're talking about.
6, that's another 8 points of damage.
Are you fucking kidding?
8,
16, that was
this last one? Natural 1, 13 plus 4.
No, yes. Okay, how much?
That's going to be 3 damage.
So,
3 of them hit, 1 of them misses. So, as you come up, it's like, oh, help! I'm weakened! All 3 of them, they're like, they look at you and they go, ah! And they go up
Noah,
to you,
Noah,
and they're just like,
Noah, run.
And they just like start slitting at your fucking ankles.
I can get out of there. No.
They start slitting at your ankles.
Wait,
and
how
your knees
tall are they?
They're goblins, dude. God damn.
I'm just gonna step
have you
on
ever seen goblins.
Are they like 3 feet?
I showed you the rape scene.
That girl was almost their height. That looked like how old was she?
Was
6?
No.
Goblin,
yeah,
what?
I
they're
thought,
fucking
I
3 feet. They're like midgets, right?
Like, I tried to drink somebody, and my glasses got.
They're not midgets, like, they're heightly impaired.
I said they're like.
Go ahead and roll initiative.
I'm actually scared, because look.
Everyone roll
yeah,
initiative.
Just wait a little bit longer, man.
What am I doing?
Initiative.
I'm gonna sit there and let that heat and
dice.
Hope that doesn't melt.
Alright, 1.
Is that melting?
No, that's like.
Why don't you have the filter?
Shoot!
Why don't you have the filter on, Ethan?
12. I would 12. I just took it off. That ain't gonna matter, then.
Well, if we're loud, then it will matter.
If you start screaming.
I got a heart.
Ah! Yeah!
That's what a filter is for, man.
I'll leave it halfway on.
No, put it all the way on.
But that sounded nice, didn't it?
Alright. Is everyone rolled initiative now?
9.
Okay.
12.
No one one gave me the dice.
That's when you asked for it.
What'd you roll, Dan?
Huh?
What'd you 14. Roll?
11.
Okay. Rue.
9.
9.
Place.
11.
12. Daniel.
Played 14.
Okay. That's pretty good.
Onaga?
12.
That's right. Finally, I got higher than everybody else.
Hey, man.
11.
Why the hell haven't we tried to kill Vest yet and just knock her out of the way?
You didn't hear that, Vest.
Yeah, Vest doesn't hear that. We're talking like
that
Ethan
was in
and
our
Noah.
Inside voices. Ethan's inside voice.
That's basically how it is.
No.
Go put it in the freezer real quick. Like, leave it in there for a minute, let it chill.
No, can you go put that in the Can you go put this in the freezer for a second?
What a laugh that would have went.
Nice steam on your face hole.
Steam hurts.
It does.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got third degree burns.
So, Vess goes first.
Nice, Vess.
Bullshit.
Ah, die!
She has a 20.
That is on all the way. Okay.
Upon seeing that, she's going to be like,
team.
Oh shit.
Vess, no shit.
My love hubby.
Is almost dead. You want to see that thing, Daddy Love Hubby XD roar?
Yeah.
What?
What the fuck?
Hey Noah, can you play that little clip? The bad cop apostle turned into a rap.
No, not gonna play that.
Oh please, our viewers need that.
Okay, this is what she's gonna do. So she's gonna run up to Rue. That's 15 feet.
Get throat punched.
And then she's gonna cast Thunder Wave at second level. Shockwave.
Is she gonna hit me?
I forgot
that. No, you're dead. You're just dead.
Dumbass, don't do that. I'm gonna die.
Actually, no, it doesn't. I think she doesn't choose. I'm saying that, but she doesn't. But I'm saying that.
You're gonna get hurt.
Okay. You confused me.
For the purpose of this.
No, there. No.
Actually, how much health do you have left?
Two. You know, just kill him. I'll heal him. I have one. I have power. I'll be able to get out of the goblins pretty easily.
Look, use the attack.
No, I know I'll be able to get out of the goblins' range.
Actually, what she's gonna do?
Can I throw a health potion?
She's gonna run up to you.
Just absorbs it through skin pores.
And she's gonna hold her action for whenever you're out of range. She's gonna cast Thunder Wave.
To be honest, I don't give a shit. I'll lighten them all.
Yeah, I would too. It'd be fine.
I just...
Actually, no, she won't do that.
Daniel can revive him. It's fine.
Hold on. I'm just thinking.
Shouldn't we call Gavin?
Yeah, but she wouldn't purposely hurt her love hubby.
I mean, it happens.
Should be good now. Just drink it, man. Shit happens, dude.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy? My fucking, like, grandpa, man. Like, if food is, like, scorching hot, he'll go... This is cold. And he'll put it in the microwave and fucking, like, hit 8 minutes. And I'm like,
what the fuck?
God damn. Like, how does your tongue survive that shit, dude?
Cold.
What the fuck? Yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
Okay, I think she's gonna cast Cure Wounds on you instead.
Yeah. I cast Mjolnir
in
the back of your head.
Yeah, she's gonna run out 15 feet, touch you, on your face.
Grab him by the throat, he'll turn him on.
She'll do it at first level, so it's gonna be.
Grab my throat and call me Big Papa.
This is no longer stealth music, this is Hard Knock Life for me.
I like this music, like, this is good background.
Right.
Dude, we should play the Terraria cave music whenever we go into one.
10 damage.
That's good music.
She gives you 4.
I'm gonna have bad memories.
Okay. 10 health?
Yeah, 10 health back.
It's a hard
knock
life.
Maybe I should stick with this.
It's now Plague's turn. You three are still hidden.
I'm gonna stay that way. Yeah, I stay hidden. I don't do anything.
Do I have enough health for you to do a lightning blast?
I kind of want to do Eldritch Blast.
Okay, you can do that. Do I have advantage?
Sorry, no.
Nah, Eldritch Blast I don't think is a... Will it hurt teammate? Range attack.
Oh, it is range. It's
Eldritch. Not a range, but a fucking AoE kind of thing.
Yeah, no, you hit one person with Eldritch Blast.
Hit Noah.
You're like, wait, could I hit everybody one? Could I?
You could.
Are they all together or no?
Yes.
They're all on top of Noah.
Do it, yeah. Do it. Perfect, it's perfect.
If you're going to do the breath weapon, I'd say you can only hit two of them, because two is on either side of Noah.
Alright, I'm going to just Eldritch Blast on one of them.
Okay.
Alright.
go ahead and do a ranged spell attack. That's going to be a d20 plus your spell attack modifier. 13 plus...
I like how the music is coming from the back of the kitchen as well.
18.
Someone's
just sneaking over there. We just can't see.
18 hits.
Alrighty. It is a... Shit. Give me a minute. Give me a minute.
Yeah, that's why I put it back there.
Goddamn, give me a minute.
Can you get surround sound for your kitchen just for this? Like, I'll hook up speakers and everything.
What we need is a D&D table, not just a kitchen table. That's my next purchase.
That'd be a shit. Alright, I need one D10.
Yeah.
One D10.
Okay.
What's a D&D table like? What's a...
Like a table D10? Specifically made for
it's
D&D.
It's a fucking...
Well, I mean, like, how is it laid out? That's what I meant.
A table, but you know the ones that you can, like, touchscreen shit?
Oh, that's... Oh, damn. Okay. That'd be a big investment.
Yeah.
8 damage.
We'd have to, like, clear out that spare room. What if we just cleaned up that spare room?
And used it. You know, that would actually be kind of a better spot to use for actually
our favorite. Daniel.
So...
That don't sound like a bad idea, Dylan.
You go up on...
Yeah,
you see one of them that just slashed, fucking Rue's ankles.
Audio would be better.
You're like, oh, fuck. And you Eldritch Blast it. It fucking Eldritch Blast it into a...
Dude,
it's fucking dead.
Hell yeah.
Dude, can explode into like nothing. Like,
yep.
Just a blood everywhere. It's like the Death Star. I'm like,
oh.
Dude, imagine
Death Star,
like my character just started glowing. I'm like,
you're just like,
what if we did that tonight after we like wrap this up? Dylan, do you think your mom would let us like clean up that spare room and turn that into a D&D room? I have a table I can bring over.
How about your sister's room?
No, there's a lot more stuff in that room.
Where's all that shit gonna go?
We could, like, also organize your sister's room and put...
Again, where's all that shit gonna go?
Well, she's got a closet.
Yeah.
That room in there can be, like, cleaned up pretty easily. All we gotta do is just move stuff over and, like, stack it neatly.
Move everything to the wall.
Yeah.
Stack things.
Yeah, and I have a black table I can bring, or a wood one. And we bring it, put it up, and then...
That black table...
Let's not discuss that right now. We are in the midst of combat. Yeah. Anything else you would like to do, please?
Talk about it,
right?
What else can I do? Since
I'm not... You can move. I'm not sure if you have a bonus action. Hold on. I believe Hex is a bonus action.
I mean, it's on here. I mean, I have it.
Hex is on there.
You need to write that shit down, David.
Yeah, it is a bonus action.
Yeah.
I'll use that.
What is it?
It's like, necrotic damage, I think. Yeah. Necrotic.
Let me see it.
Added along with damage.
Noah.
Choose one creature to hex. 1d6.
It's high. Fuck. I know what hex is, and that doesn't sound like hex.
Jonah Hex.
I mean, you're the one who wrote it down.
I know. I know I'm the one that wrote it.
I can
that's past Dylan.
Hex
this
concentration,
is
1 hour. Bonus action, 1d6 necrotic damage, along with damage.
It's probably toxic.
And that's added along with damage. Choose one creature to
oh
hex.
My god. Ah, it's hot!
So, you're just, he's
ABC,
just doing...
EFG.
Dylan, he's just doing 1d6 damage.
Is it just called straight up hex?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Hexagonal vortex.
Hexagonal vortex and all.
That's a little hot.
I like your goldfish, Daniel.
So, until the spell ends, you deal an extra 1d6 necrotic damage to the target whenever you hit it with an attack. So
I killed that bitch.
Yeah,
I
you can do it to another creature.
Can I drop kick one or run up and just punt one of them?
The target has disadvantage on ability checks made with the chosen ability. If the target drops to 0 points before the spell ends, you can use a bonus action on a subsequent turn of yours to curse a new creature.
There you go.
Is a goblin considered an animal? Is that what they're... Or are they just like
a creature?
Small humanoid.
Okay, because I have speak with animals where I can, like, gain their senses.
Well, it's a ritual. You have to sit there for 10 minutes.
Just in the bushes.
Figure it out. Rituals takes 10 minutes to cast.
He's in the bushes. That's a long fucking time.
Yeah, especially for combat, where, like, that was just 6 seconds for Daniel.
Well, we'll just sit there like, y'all want to wait a minute.
Where it's always been.
No, what was I saying? Is there any kind of like spikes on the wall, Dylan?
Yeah, you can hex one of the goblins if you want.
It's like 1d6, right?
Whenever you hit that creature.
Dylan, is there any kind of like spock on the wall? Anything sharp in the walls? Are we in the cave right now?
No, you're on the outside. No.
Is there any kind of like a sharp tree branch I could run up and kick?
Obliterated like a death
star. Okay, I want to run up and I want to kick one of the goblins in the face.
There was four, now there's three.
Yeah, one of them's about to get kicked in the face. Like,
okay, hold on. So, hold on. Just gonna, what happened to my pencil? So, let me just write down Goblin 1, 2, and 3.
Goblin 1 takes a boot.
Goblin 4, more like.
Okay.
Gone.
Which goblin?
The one that attacked Noah. I don't care.
All three of them attacked him. The side that has one goblin, or one of the ones that.
The side that has one.
Okay, so that'd be Goblin 1. You know. Which one are you gonna go? So that's the end of your turn. Which one are you kicking? 1, 2, or 3?
Which one's at the lowest health? Are they all at the same?
They're all at the same right now.
I want to run up, but I want to kick one right in the teeth.
Goblin one? Okay. So, I'm gonna roll up.
Acrobatics.
Go ahead and make an attack roll.
Alright, I need the
d20. Don't worry, we'll all have dice.
Dylan, do you have anything?
Damn it.
But.
It hit the eraser, and the eraser like held it close.
You know what? No, I'm just like my mother. She asked me.
He rolled nat 20, boys.
Roll a d4, double it, add your strength modifier.
I don't believe so.
Double it.
I have those.
Oh,
you hit the d20.
Hey, y'all have a knife on you.
Roll it.
How big?
This one right here.
You got to push the little clips and pull it out.
Right here, no.
2 times 2 is 4. 4 plus 3, 7.
7 damage?
How much health do they have?
I can't tell you.
No more than 8. I did 8 damage and it died.
So
it got obliterated.
Like it
yeah.
got exploded.
You roll up on this goblin and you fucking kick it. And it fucking dislocates its arm and it fucking dies.
No, I kicked it in the face,
it
dude.
It kicks it in the face.
That's what I was going for. It was like
fucking
foot to the
teeth. You
know
teeth. That fucking... One video where it's the guy is just sitting there in the video, he just like fucking grabs his face and it goes mushy. Remember that video?
No!
Have you seen it? No, it's just like, oh! And then he just grabs it.
Dude, I just want to kick his head off.
You just kick his head in and it caves in.
It caves in and he falls down.
It's like Mjolnir on the
ship. So, how much? You did 7.
No, don't put it in. Don't put it in. Don't put it in.
It has 6. Around 6 to 7.
Alright. So,
not my turn either.
Yeah, on your next turn, you can move your hex as a bonus action. Also, that takes up one of your spell slots. Doing a hex. Okay, next is.
That was the stuff when we didn't have Kool-Aid next.
Onaga, not Onaga.
Oh, so that's punted one of the little shits.
Vladim.
Alright, so we're about. I'm still about 60 feet away from him, right?
No, you're 15 feet away.
They ran up on Noah.
Yeah, they're all up on me. Three.
Alright, if I use my movement to go back about another 15 feet, are they open for attack?
Shoot it in the face, dude.
Alright, I'm just gonna go back 15 feet.
Okay, go back 15 feet. You're gonna attack it with your lever action?
Yep.
Okay, you'll have advantage because you're hidden.
They hear crunching.
So, if I have an advantage, at the same time I have a disadvantage, does it cancel out?
Yes.
Okay, then
no,
I don't
you
get
a mega advantage.
Bro, how do you have a disadvantage?
Yeah.
Because my crossbow is 30 to 120.
Yeah, but you're moving back 15
you're
feet,
moving
so
back.
Now you're in range.
Yeah, so you are in range.
But I'm saying,
now.
If I don't move back, I'm hidden and they don't know I'm there.
Yeah, so it would just
so
be a
my
attack.
Alright, then I won't fucking move. I'll just attack him.
Oh my god, like you were...
Okay, so
4 plus 2 for the bonus, +2 for my proficiency. 6.
6.
+5, that's 11.
11 doesn't hit.
Oh.
Alright,
you
miss.
You
aim, you know what I'm saying?
Hit the tree.
And you know, and it whizzes past one of these goblins as it's just like.
It goes.
Alright. Anything else you
know?
Fired again. You can move.
And I missed.
Bonus action.
I move back even more.
And I missed again.
Alright, then I'll use my movement to jump back by 15 feet. Then I can still use my bonus action, right? Does Hunter's Mark count as a bonus action?
Yes.
No, it counts as a mega.
I'll marshal you.
Okay, so that's one of your spell slots. First level spell slot.
Two are dead, two more. No, just go.
Which one are you marking? Two or three?
Three.
Okay.
That's the one I attack, right?
What?
Whatever, I attack three.
Yeah.
Right.
It doesn't matter.
If you want deep belt that from in.
Next. Fuck's G.
Goblin. Yeah. Hey, we tell you to do so.
Who's G?
I was like, unless you eat that.
Yeah,
you gotta eat that banana.
Take the peel off and see how far you can put it down. I saw the video of Haley doing that.
She goes,
no, I had it from my forever ago. I saw her going,
she goes,
and just pulls that shit out. I turned the audio off because all you heard
Austin
was me going,
Hunt,
damn!
He throwed a fucking banana like all the way. He did it.
Who?
Austin Hunt.
He's dead,
dude. I seen his dick.
I mean, too.
I did too. We were all there.
Yeah, he was like,
we were all over 18.
He fucking bamboozled.
We're over 18.
Yeah, it was freshman year. Like, it was.
He fucking bamboozled us, Daniel.
Freshman year of college.
Like, he had these gym shorts on.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it was college.
He had these fucking gym shorts on. And we weren't paying any lick of attention
to him.
Yeah,
he would just be like, hey, Dylan.
And he shoves his phone into his boxers, takes a picture without us knowing. And then as we're all talking, he's like, hey, guys, look at this. And we look over, it's just, bing!
Well, like, the thing is, he was like, hey, Dylan. I was like, what? Look down. I was like, okay. And it was just, he had his gym shorts wide fucking open. I was like, ah!
This was in, like, Mr. Logan's
class? Yeah, Mr. Logan's class.
Fucking God, dude. All right, let's continue, please.
All right, anyways.
It's weird.
Now the,
I'm actually
Goblin's
a senior
turn.
In college.
And so,
technically, I'm a senior in college. They consider your first year your freshman year, and then the last year your senior year, so you can skip sophomore and junior.
Fun fact.
That's not melted yet. I got hit in the face with ice.
Character transferred over.
Yeah, I can tell.
No, dude, that's what it actually says in my paper, too.
You're a fucking idiot.
The school system's an idiot, though.
So you're telling me if I drop out the second year of college, that means I
no
give
shit the year you graduate.
Are you graduating college?
He's got a 3 intelligence.
Let's
goblins. Play. So the goblins are just like, oh fuck. So
Noah's sucking a popsicle dry. Dylan doesn't know what he's doing. Rhett's texting his girlfriend, and Daniel's over here struggling to drink hot cocoa.
So one of the
goblins, I'm
the goblin
it.
That has,
he's like, I'm succeeding.
The goblin that has Hunter's Mark is gonna hang back. What's that?
That's Goblin 3, by the way.
Yeah, Goblin 3. Goblin 2 is again.
It's
going to attempt to run away,
dude.
Back into the cave.
Shoot that bitch.
So can he's I gonna run. Him?
Do we all get a chance to attack as he runs?
Not you.
What? You point
at... I keep on wanting to call you Grog. Onaga, Rue, and Vess all technically have...
They can all attack.
So, Rue, go first.
I want to attack.
Okay.
You have attack opportunity against him.
Well, I guess I'll just stop him from running, and I'll just try and fucking hit him.
Well, yeah, he's just... Six.
That's advantage though, since he's running.
No,
right? Yeah. 6 + 3 = 9. That don't hit.
9? No. Because you add your proficiency on your dex.
That doesn't.
Okay, 11 doesn't hit. Naga?
Fourteen. Plus.
Plus your stuff?
Oh, yeah. It's plus my dex, so 15.
Dex?
Am I in my dex or strength?
Your strength.
All right, 17.
17. 17 hits, roll
damage. It's a D12. Yeah, I was trying to look and see what it was.
D12, that's fucking huge.
I mean, plus your strength.
11.
Are you fucking serious?
Fucking
8 plus 3.
You cleave him in half.
Can I cut him down the middle vertically?
Yeah.
No. I want to cut him middle ways because I got to take his head off.
Horizontal.
I got to take his head off.
He goes through vertically. Am I horizontal?
I don't want to have to like take a rope and wrap it around his head to hold it together.
Yeah, and then the other goblin is going to be like,
oh I have something in that.
He's the last one. He's sitting here like, oh shit.
He will also run.
Can I throw my great axe?
Attack opportunity because you already used your reactions to hit that one. So,
bested.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
So I was wanting to throw my great axe.
Come on, best.
Attack opportunity against this one.
Come on, best.
She's not good with a long sword.
Have her throw the sword.
Oh, that's Cade. Why the fuck am I looking at Cade?
Who the hell's Cade?
You don't need to know who Cade is.
Cade's probably someone we meet here. Is he a boss?
Nice team. Okay, she's gonna hit.
Oh my god.
So
what if Cade's the king?
A D8.
No.
Do you want to weird that thing?
Slashing.
What if Cade?
So that's gonna be 8.
I forgot what
minus
said the king's
one.
Name was.
Nah.
So 7 damage. She fucking kills it too.
Oh shit. Dude. All of them are dead right
there.
We
fucked them up. They didn't
dude,
weren't even able
collect
to
their heads. Let's go.
Yeah, I want to collect their heads and put them in the barrel.
Yeah. After your encounter with those goblins, it's just like.
I have 7 heads.
It's still daytime, right?
Yeah, it's still daytime. Yeah. So, from what you gather after that encounter,
no, I got 6
Darius
heads.
Was most definitely right. As a group,
no,
they
7.
Can fuck shit up. As Rue knows, like, she almost bled
not
it
all
out. But, 7 they are
heads.
Fairly weak.
That's crazy.
So,
yeah. They have like 6 health.
Come on. I have 6 heads and a helmet in my grog.
Okay. So, I'm just gonna drink a health potion because it's still daytime.
Okay.
I need to take
a
see
that other d4.
I'll just go and give you the D12 and 4. There's the 4.
Anyone else need to be healed?
I'm max.
So, I'm max, dude. I Eldritch Blast from
I don't think
the
anyone besides Noah got hit. Okay.
Yeah.
Dude, I Eldritch Blast from the woods like a sniper, dude.
Hello? Hey. Oh, pretty good. Yeah, pretty good. Happy birthday, Danny!
Oh, okay.
We were gonna say. Put us
well,
on speaker.
Tell him I said happy birthday.
Tell him the boy said happy birthday. He's almost one of us. He could take over Vest and play D&D with
what,
us.
What, mama?
Yeah, I bet it's, you know, it's almost July 4th.
That's tomorrow.
Love you too. Bye.
Dude, I need to pick up a hair dye tomorrow.
I'm an
idiot. Dying my beard red one.
Okay, I need to charge up my phone. Don't look at the stats, Red. We'll trust you.
What was I saying? So that's 6. So you get 8 health back.
So this, like... What is she... The captains? For
the
captain. Army, right? Is that what they're called?
Captains for the war.
Yeah.
They're just straight called captains.
Is he
I
also
want
the
warlord.
No. From what you gathered, the captains are also hobgoblins. The warlord is also a hobgoblin, so...
Dude, I'm just gonna run up and punt the little guy. It's a warlord. He's like, his teeth kicked in.
The king told you that under the captain's control is a goblin boss that controls the goblins. But then the goblin boss reports to the hobgoblins, and the hobgoblins report to the captain.
Basically, all I gotta do is kill the top and watch the pyramid crumble. I don't know how
that
works,
that.
But it happens.
But it happens, yeah. Architecture.
Yeah.
You tumble the bottom.
Okay, so what are you guys doing?
Falls.
Well, yeah, but if we take the top
so we're
off,
just in
the
cave,
rest
right?
of it falls.
You're
it's
outside
like,
the cave, right?
It's like it's a
it's
2D.
Like the Twin Towers.
I was going to say like a 2D pyramid we're pushing over, but yeah, I guess the Twin Towers works.
Okay.
We're the fucking airplane.
So what are you guys doing?
Well, I guess we
no.
share evil
no.
motherfucker. Dude. Down.
Yeah.
That was the right response. So, what should we do, fellas?
You're outside this cave.
We just camp out. Just, when they come out, we fucking bounce.
Well, the king did say right now they should be sleeping because they sleep during the day.
Dude, I want to run up and like drop my my hammer on their head and watch it explode.
Oh, you know what we should do?
Who?
Okay, me and Rhett should go in since we have the highest stealth.
Dude, make a bunch of noise and they run up.
No. We like tie ropes to ourselves, and when we pull the rope twice, you fucking yank us out of there if they wake up and are attacking us.
Yeah, and then they're all gonna charge up.
Is it a drop, or is it straight in?
Not straight in.
Dude, yeah, that'll work.
You drag us. Come on. I could do it like one mighty pull. I'll roll a strength check.
I can imagine as they're pulling you out, because it's dark in there, they can't really see, but they're like, they start to see the silhouette of you like coming back and screaming, and like in front of you, it's just like a fucking horde of them running towards you.
Well, dude.
Everyone, oh shit!
Wait,
it's
like,
I'm just
wait.
Sitting
on. No, I'm just sitting what kind of weapons crossbow? Do you have? Do, you got a sword?
Do, do.
Oh,
I got a staff.
Before I go in there.
Actually, how many bolts are
dude,
left in
you could
two.
Hold, or I could get red,
before I go in,
tie his feet up, and then
one
use like a blade and just sit there swinging
okay. And I will reload.
Okay. He's got that short sword holding it out, just cleaving on half.
So now I got the
I'm
three bolts have already fired, so I'll just put them in that cartridge that I ejected.
You know, you just take your bolts.
You just put them back in.
Okay, I am going to.
So you guys are gonna go in the cave stealthily?
Yeah.
Me and Howard. So we both gotta do a stealth check.
Can I tie the rope around your feet first, Rhett, and just like rip you out of there if something happens?
Hang on, fucking thing got my leg.
If I roll a strength check, if I go to pull you guys out and roll a 1, you're dead.
Alright, I got a 22.
15.
Okay. So I'm the most stealthiest motherfucker ever.
So, you guys walk into this dark cave. How are you guys seeing? You have dark vision. You don't.
You put on like.
I whisper to Noah if there's anything in the way.
So you hold. Like, you're holding on to his like shirt, like. You,
the back of my thing, like. What do you see?
Like, he's just like, oh, leave me.
Come on, stupid.
So,
what are you looking at?
So basically,
at?
This is what
oh.
V-Man sees, not you, because
Valdim, Vladim.
He walked down this dark, damp, moist cave.
How far are we in this podcast? Okay, 47 minutes.
He walked down it for a while.
Uh-huh.
Stalagmites and stalactites riddle it. Walk down for about 60,
90, 120
feet.
I thought he was going to say minutes. I was
guys,
like, dang.
We're really fucking in here.
It's you two. Me and Dan are just sitting back here shooting the shit, playing like poker.
playing cards.
Yeah, we'll play blackjack.
I'm going forwards. But
SK2.
It also turns to the left a little bit, and it's a nice little round room off there. And there's a little pond of water.
Dude,
it's a koi pond.
No.
There's a
in the damn water. I bet.
Wait.
Is there any way around it?
There's probably a creature
like,
in the water.
Like,
I have a water breathing potion.
Keeps on going forward
yeah.
in the water. The cave itself
but,
keeps on going forward. But
there's
the
also
left,
probably
there's
a creature in
with,
the water.
I don't
watch out for that.
Y'all come up to if you guys come up
okay.
and tell us.
It keeps on going straight, but to the left there's a little room that. Of water.
Is there a way we can investigate the water and make sure there's not in it?
No.
Make an investigation check.
No, not yet. I won't do that yet.
How about let's just keep going forward. We'll come back.
With me.
With
well,
him.
No, I'll take the water potion because I'm more agile than you are.
I'm stronger than you are, and
yeah,
I have.
He's got the water breathing potion, but I could take it.
Yeah,
so
but
I
if there
could
is something
to swim better than his character.
Well, that doesn't matter. The role matters.
And it'd be an athletics check to swim, right?
Well, the thing is, it's also you don't know.
Yeah, we
don't.
You
don't know anything about it. You don't know how deep it goes.
Well, yeah,
so
but
you
if you
shallow,
if we were doing
going,
like a swimming
right,
thing, wouldn't
going.
It be based in athletics?
You're gonna keep on going. He walks.
I don't know what to fucking tell you.
I'm assuming, yeah, I have a +5 in athletics.
But
so
the thing is,
in case
if it
it's how it
a
is,
tunnel that's underwater. You know, it goes down. It's gonna be pitch fucking black. You can't see in the pitch
vision.
Fucking black.
They have, oh yeah.
Has the light bulb thing. No, I also have dark vision.
So, anyways, you keep on walking down.
I have the most health and damage.
Eventually, you come into this room.
Is it at the very end?
If he dies,
yeah. You know, it once after a while it opens up, and you know, on the other side of the room, you see it branches off to two different directions, and like there used to be a third direction, but it appears there was a cave in at some point.
I'll just rip the rocks out of the way. Hey.
But it opens up, and in the middle of the room, now you can now see into this room because there's a little campfire. And on one side, three goblins sleep. On the other side, three goblins sleep. And on the other side, three goblins sleep.
Nine goblins.
We go up and...
Can you stealth, like, insta-kill?
I mean, it depends on how much damage.
You just go, it's going to be
you'll have advantage.
Do more than six.
It'll be critical, too. And they don't have much health, so we could...
They have about six, I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's six.
So, do we see the captain?
Kill a seven.
Six or seven.
All right. I'd assume seven.
I say we just continue to sneak around all the sleeping goblins and...
Let's fucking kill him, dude. Let's not try and sneak
If you can
down,
kill them all now, then it's going to make it a lot easier later.
So that way you're not running out with the ass on fire.
How about we take the ones on the right first? And then we'll just loop around.
How are they sleeping? Nut to butt, butt to butt, nut to nut.
you know, they all have their own individual
sleeping
bag.
Dude, I could
have
How far apart?
There is like two goblins first.
We just
like
walk up and put a little bit of water
closer,
on.
Closer together, and he goes, yes!
What if we just put a bunch of water, like, or not a bunch, but just like a drop of water on each of their head, and he just takes it and lightens
it. I grab two of my
spreads.
Cooking pots, Dylan, and I clang them.
No, we fucking prank one of the goblins by putting his finger in a bowl of warm water. So he wakes up and he, like, pisses himself, and he thinks it's the other goblin, so he's like, man, yeah, you
can't sleep because of y'all.
They kill each
y'all
other.
Y'all ain't gonna sleep because of me.
Okay, well, yeah, let's just kill the fuckers on the right.
Alright, so you go to the right
side.
I'll test
out my new Thoid.
Okay.
The one that speaks to your... Almost speaks to your
Listen,
face.
Listen, it's just
hey,
a
You guys don't know that.
Y'all don't know that.
He has his energy.
I barely know it, because I just heard... I'm like...
Red, they're like, you put it down there close to the goblin, and he goes, hey, yo, bitch, wake up. And he's... What the fuck?
Okay. It's like that Madea thing.
So, you're gonna hit one goblin, you're gonna hit the other?
Yeah.
Alright.
So, go ahead and roll a stealth check.
So, this new short sword...
Stealth check first.
10.
10 for stealth?
Okay. I just rolled...
I thought you rolled a 13.
I rolled a 3.
Yes, you rolled a 13.
But they're asleep. So
what,
don't we
what,
get
what did you roll?
I rolled a 3
plus,
ten, plus 7.
Ten. He rolled a 10.
Okay. They straight up fucking edited.
15. Okay.
How the
hell are they not here? What are they, dead? What?
They're asleep. They're probably snoring.
So go ahead and roll for damage.
Roll for damage.
Yeah, I mean, you can hit them.
So I roll both a d6 and a d4.
A d6 what is it, slash?
3-6 piercing. And then
piercing.
No,
and then
I
it's
did.
A d4 necrotic.
11.
So,
is it doubled since they're sleeping?
I got 5
yeah,
on the d6.
Don't worry about doubling, it's dead.
Okay, hold on. Let me do it one person. What the fuck are you doing?
Dude, I don't know, I like did that.
Where the fuck did it go, Noah?
I don't
know. Don't fucking find it.
Hey, it went, like, towards the Legos. I know that. I heard it, like, bounce off in the living room, it sounded like.
I think it's
Oh, I heard something bounce off in there.
All right. So, let me do Noah first.
Don't touch
so,
it.
Noah, you come up on one. How many damage do you want?
I rolled the 5 on the d6.
Okay.
And a 2 on d6.
A little tip and you just... So, you come up...
Put a quarter-size hole in its head.
Found blade.
Welcome
crafted
to nickel.
From
it's like, welcome to... I was trying to say nickel,
so
I can't fucking say
how about instead?
Yeah, you sound awesome.
Nickel,
awesome.
Babe.
No,
they're not supposed to know about that. You just whisper it.
He said blade. Nickel. I think.
I can't fucking talk. All right.
Well, I mean, if they're good role players, they won't say anything about it and pretend it didn't happen and not
what happened?
A game.
What is it?
But...
What happened?
None.
No, I mean, I'm just, like, curious now.
Because he suggested whenever it talks, just whisper to him.
So y'all can't hear what it says, and
yeah.
Y'all don't have
like,
anything to know
that,
about it.
Right, you're just talking.
But it's just like, who are you talking? I can also just say it out loud, and you guys
just
not
ignore
metagame.
Yeah.
Not, just not metagame.
The
sometimes
about?
I will whisper, but not all the time.
If
it depends
like,
on the situation.
Kill Pegasus.
So yeah,
exactly.
You take
kill
this
mess.
Newly crafted
it'll
sword,
help you
in the
long run.
And you
Pegasus.
Stab one of the goblins. It pierces into it, and you're like, but then like quickly, this necrotic damage. His skin turns black. You can see the veins where his blood
oh,
went through.
Hell no!
Go black, and he's just like.
No, that sounds like Damien Dark. Where he puts his hand on somebody and they're just like,
Damien Dark's a bitch.
It's some weird magic, bro.
Fucking magic and Green Arrow?
Supergirl's in that shit.
Anyway. So, yeah, that's two of them on the right. There's one more.
Okay.
And Constantine.
Do you want to go for that one? Or you
Keanu
want
Reeves
to go for it?
Played a good Constantine.
Alright, so it's a stealth check and then it's the damage, right?
Yep.
Oh fuck, 21.
Oh, it feels so good, but
I'm gonna let him go. We're not dead. Two and two.
Wait, add your dex to that two. The first two, the d6 two.
Seven.
Oh god. So yeah, same thing, you know. You stab it, it's necrotic damage or something.
Save its head so I can cut it off.
It didn't come back
there,
in.
There are now six left.
Dude, I'm just gonna be walking
yeah,
around with a fucking knife just cutting off heads.
Let's move to the other three and take them out.
Alright, dude,
go
on
you...
the other side of the campfire now.
I'll take one. You take one again. Here, I'll take the ones.
What if we just don't ever leave the island?
24. 11. Alright, it works.
Dylan, you said in-game is where we, like, our goal is to try to leave the island, right?
Yeah.
What if we just don't ever leave?
I'll have to rewrite the campaign a little.
We gotta leave.
Forever
by
campaign.
By a little, I mean a lot.
What'll it be, like, forever campaign? We just keep
we
it
just
going up until
down.
We did, yeah.
The campaign, we just settle down.
Six. Okay.
That would be pretty
six
cool.
Six damage?
Yeah, three, and then dexterity, unless you double that. Do you?
Well, you don't, okay.
Don't
you
double it if
you
it's...
You double the dice, and then add your dex.
Oh, double. So we've been doing it wrong the whole time, but
why
six. Because we didn't
no,
start doubling it.
Nine.
With the other two. You said you doubled the dice.
Oh,
I did, but
dice?
It still worked out
well,
for me.
Well, because it's a critical.
Okay,
then
yeah. And they're sleeping.
My
okay.
Bad.
So it's nine.
I got an 11
yeah. Break.
Okay.
Plus one.
Okay, that's fine. So, yeah, you come up on these other two. Yeah.
Okay, you take the other one.
I thought the mic was halfway unplugged, so I'm like, it didn't record any of this.
Uh-oh.
And... Okay,
that was the self-check? What'd you get? You're getting
he's
the last one
in
okay.
For the attack.
So,
we're at 57 minutes and 30 seconds.
Uh-oh.
Well, even if it's just someone
four. On this last one, you're like, okay. You know, like, I've been on a roll right now. We just murdered fucking five goblins in a row now. I'm fucking four outside. You go in, and as you're bringing up the sword... And about to bring it down, the goblin kind of wakes up, sees you, and rolls to the side.
Damn.
You two roll initiative.
Oh my god.
Look, we got
why
this.
Didn't we just tie y'all up with a rope so I can jerk y'all out of there? Because
then they definitely wake up. Hey, you're walking around them.
We gotta keep the rope tied enough.
19 for